Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
It is 6:46, Friday night in Lansing. Thanks for joining us this evening, Michael Cohen, James Platy. This is 1320 WILS. Okay, gas prices may be high. The foreclosure crisis continues for the foreseeable future, and the federal deficit keeps going up. So what should you do? Well, my next guest says, get out there and spend your money. Dr. Frederick W. James is a former cardiologist, a financial expert, and the author of the book, Spend, Don't Save, How to Improve Your Financial and Physical Health. Dr. James, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Certainly,
I appreciate it.
Certainly a new approach. Are you now going to tell me that I should start the day by eating hamburgers and fries for breakfast, too?
If you have predetermined that that's your goal in life, and that would add value to the quality of your life, well, then yes, I would say so.
Okay, so as a cardiologist, some listeners might think that you've had a healthy income for most of your life, and someone in your position can probably spend somewhat freely. How is your philosophy appropriate for someone who may not be in that position?
Well, this philosophy is appropriate if you have money and you're spending it. So all of us are tied to some kind of an income stream, so you have to spend it. And the important point here is that spending is good for the economy. The economy depends upon consumer spending and consumer confidence. So therefore, if you're spending, you're likely to, it's positive in reference to the economy. And saving seems to be counterproductive to that, and that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So if spending is what I do when I have money, the important question is not whether I spend it or save it. The important question is how can I spend my money effectively?
Okay.
What is wise
okay.
spending?
Exactly. That's the million-dollar question, because in some ways, you know, when you want something, it's very easy to suddenly convince yourself that you really do need that, whatever it happens to be. So how does a person determine if they're spending their money frivolously or not?
Frivolous spending can only be determined by whether or not you have a goal. So what each person must do, irrespective of how much money you're making, you have money, you need to sit down and say, what am I trying to, where do I want to go? What is my objective here? What goal do I want to set? So once you have a goal, you have a direction, an address that you're trying to reach, then all of your activity, all of your spending activity, you can ask the question, does this get me to where I want to go? So each time you spend a dollar, you can ask that question, is this a dollar that gets me to complete my goal? If it is not, then you are into the category that you could say that's frivolous spending.
Well,
but if you're spending...
That's very insightful, actually. It's something I should probably keep in mind myself. But look, the real problem in this country is that many people are spending, but they're really not spending their own money. They're going into deep credit card debt. How do you view this problem?
Well, credit is people are spending, and they're spending their on their daily activities. They're spending it using credit, and that is absolutely disastrous. So, if you are, you should not be using credit cards to take care of your daily activities. As a matter of fact, I have only one category of that credit cards potentially could be an advantage, work to your advantage, and that is if you are spending and in an investment area and you intend to get back more than what the cost of that borrowing that money, mm-hmm. Well, then that could be prudent.
I see.
But otherwise, no.
Otherwise, don't do it. I'm talking to Dr. Frederick W. James, a former cardiologist, financial expert, and the author of the book, Spend, Don't Save, How to Improve Your Financial and Physical Health. So when we talk about these positive effects on physical health, what do you mean? Are you talking about the miles we'll be walking in the mall as we're shopping?
Well, we know this, and we've known it for quite some time, is that the greater your net worth or the higher your income, the better your health is. And we also know that if your health is poor, then your income suffers, your net worth suffers. So finance and health are directly related, and you, when you talk about one, you have to also consider the other. So
basically, if you're better off, you can have health insurance and you can do things to take care of yourself. But let me ask you about this balance between spending and saving. I know that CNBC's Susie Orman says that at any moment you should have 6 months' worth of salary saved up in case you lose your job. Does that sound about right to you?
Well, that has been, you know, other experts have said, you know, from 3 to 8 months. And that's okay for a rule of thumb, but I think the more prudent way to do it is for you to sit down and ask yourself questions. Number one, over the past 2 years, what emergencies have occurred in my life? Two, what is the quality of my job, the stability of my job? Do I anticipate being working without any interruption over the next 2 years? Or I think you need to ask those questions, and if you can attach a value to those questions, and you add that up, then that will be the amount of money that you need to have in your reserve account.
But you
can just routinely say, well, 6 or 8 months. Well, then that's okay. But you can identify what money you need. You can, I call that anticipated spending.
I see. Well, it's certainly good to anticipate some things you can't. But give me an example, because I find this interesting, this idea of goal-oriented spending. It sounds like a smart thing to do. How have you incorporated that in your own life?
Oh, I've incorporated that. I can say this. I went through college, and I completed college with no debt at the end. And my parents were unable to pay for my college education. So what I did is that I had a goal to complete college. I knew how much it would be in order to do that, and so I made the arrangements and so that I could pay my way through college.
So basically, almost all of the money you were making at work was going to pay for your college expenses. Probably didn't leave you very much money to enjoy yourself with.
Well, I did all right. I did not deprive myself. I avoided a lot of different things that I could have if I was not studying and so forth. But I led a student life, and one which was directed towards completing school, doing well in school, so that I could attend medical school. And I went through medical school, and I came out with $3,500 in debt only, not $100,000 or $200,000.
And I'm guessing your next focus was then to pay that off, and that was a goal. I do want to ask you, though, with all the spending mistakes you see people making, are there obvious ones that people that you may even know, you see them deciding to spend money on a kind of a particular activity or object, and you just know that is idiotic?
Well, it's interesting. It starts, the mistakes are made early in life, and then they are repeated and they become habits. That is the bad financial habits. The one is getting accustomed to spending money that you don't have, and not actually knowing or finding out how do I spend my money that I do have and not have to get credit in order to do that. And that starts early. We start, I must say, it starts as a teenager. I feel that I have to have a car. The way that we buy our cars is by financing them.
Do you generally think, though, if you're buying jewelry or clothing beyond what you need, those types of purchases are completely out of the question?
Yes, because I don't see what goal. How does that add value to the goal that you set up? But like I said, if that is your goal, and you know, you make your own decisions. But if that is your goal, then the spending that you're doing is quite appropriate. But if that's not your goal in life, your goal in life is something different, is to have a quality, a good lifestyle, raise a family, and so forth. But then that kind of spending would be frivolous spending.
The goal of being bejeweled might not be a great one.
That's correct. I don't want that prevents us from making a value judgment about someone else or even about our own selves in spending. Mm-hmm. The point of it is you establish the goal first, and then you spend accordingly. And if you don't spend according to the goal, well, then you're not that's not responsible.
Certainly, and certainly makes a lot of sense. Dr. Frederick W. James, check out his book, Spend, Don't Save: How to Improve Your Financial and Physical Health. Dr. James, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
And we will be right back to wrap things up. 1320 WILS.